W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of We Are All Ghosts in the Forest by Lorraine Wilson, narrated by Vinita Rishi. To Megan, who understands that books and cats are all you really need. You should read this, you know. You've listened to me talk about it enough. Chapter 1. She returned with the boy 10 days before the rains. The boy was hardly to blame, but still. First came the stranger, then came the rains. He had disquieting eyes and hands that were a labyrinth of scars. He didn't talk, but followed her slantwise, 2 meters and a little aside, like a mercenary or a weary dog. Katerina, someone called when they first reached the village. 3 people were on the street, 2 of them real. The third was a silhouette of a man, monochrome lit and fraying at the edges. The dust in the back of Katerina's throat made her sound either impatient or old, and she'd not been sleeping well, so she felt both. Pyotr, she said. He was not far beyond 50, but believed himself as strong as when he was 20, and wiser than he would ever be. The boy came to a stop, as she did, maintaining his distance. Who's this, then? Where are they from? He healthy? Pyotr's wife added. He's not looking too healthy. Katerina sighed, rubbed grit between her fingers, touched the bag of powdered lavender flowers in her pocket, but did not pull it out. Tempting though it occasionally was, using herbs this way on her neighbours was a line she'd not cross. He's called Stefan. He's healthy. I need help on my land, and his father asked me to take him in. It was not a lie, but it implied 2 things, which were that there was only 1 form of health, and that she knew his father. Stefan turned his raptor pale eyes to her, and then to the couple standing with their arms identically crossed. Their gazes skittered over him and back to the relative safety of Katerina. She almost smiled, to be for once the safer option, the half-foreign woman who lived closer to the forest than anyone else dared. She could read their faces like books, the thin skin of their need for her, the muscle of their fears. You've tested him? She raised an eyebrow. Yes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?